AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tornadoes and flooding have hit the Oklahoma City area. President Jeremy Johnson is staying in Norman.
About a quarter of a mile from here, stuff's gone. You can't get down the streets right now. I mean, the water's in certain areas is above the tops of cars.
In the Oklahoma City area, a twister destroyed homes at Bridge Creek, Amber, and Blanchard. It appeared another tornado touched down later Wednesday evening when a second storm rolled through. No deaths are reporting, which is good news for the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management's Jerry Loika.
The warning has been out there for quite a while, and they told them, you know, quite a bit of time in advance that they needed to be taking cover, and we believe that they followed those instructions pretty closely.
In Nebraska, 10 to 15 homes were damaged near Grand Island, and between Hardy and Ruskin near the Kansas line, twisters also hit sparsely populated areas of Kansas. An investigation by the NFL finds it likely that the New England Patriots deliberately deflated footballs.
The report finds it more probable than not that two staffers were involved in a deliberate effort to release air from footballs after the referee had examined them. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league will examine the report and decide what to do about it. He released a statement saying he's committed to fair play and protecting the integrity of the game.
The AP's Warren Levinson. Troubled by delays in handling veterans' claims, a bipartisan group of senators wants an independent review of the Veterans Affairs Department, both for mismanagement and for changes to improve budgeting and speed up applications. Republican Senator Dan Heller is co-sponsoring the bill.
No witch hunt, just an opportunity for us to open their books and take a look at it. If there are ways for improvement, we're all for it. So that's why we're pushing the investigation and the audits.
This is AP Radio News. Authorities have arrested and charged a St. Louis man in the slaying of a 19-year-old Illinois college student, Taylor Clark, who went missing while trying to sell his sports car on Craigslist. American warships have stopped accompanying commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz.
The Navy vessels began accompanying American and British-flagged commercial ships last week after Iranian naval vessels detained a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo ship and crew.
We weren't sure what the future looked like.
But Colonel Steve Warren says nothing happened.
It had gone on now for several days without incident.
The order for accompanying the ships expired yesterday. Warren says the warships will stay in the area and respond to any requests for help. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Britain's general election is Thursday. Polls suggest the race between Labour and Conservatives is too close to call. Prime Minister David Cameron of the Conservative Party is trying to preserve his place at the storied 10 Downing Street residence. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.